Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Hamp, just in time. How are you?
You know what? I'm doing great. It's just such a beautiful day, and my wife and I were out back, you know, pulling some weeds. So, you know how important things are on a Friday afternoon.
I gotcha.
I apologize for missing the call. And, you know, I hate to say it, but in an abstract way, it's sort of like the Bears. They were a little bit late to show up this past Sunday.
Yeah, they pulled it out. They pulled it out. What do you think the hope is for Sunday night?
Well, two things. Number one, everybody says the biggest jump in any football team occurs between week one and week two. That's a dress rehearsal. The number 2 week, that is when you're supposed to have all your oars in the water. Let's see if they do. I know that there's been a little bit of conversation that they weren't really respecting Tennessee. They didn't think they had to show their A game, their complete offense. Maybe there's some truth to that. Maybe that's what we're going to see this week. But either way, we damn sure need to do a better job of blocking. Our offensive line struggled mightily against that Tennessee front. So week in, week out, you know, you can't win with that kind of an effort. Hopefully we get that straightened out. As you know, we're going to be a little thin at receiver. Keenan Allen probably won't go. Of course, you know that Rome Odunze, he's probably out with a stretched knee ligament. So, DJ Moore, your number's up, buddy, and hopefully he can respond with the kind of game that we've seen out of him over the last year or so.
Hey, Dan, I got a question because we were talking about this. We were waiting for you. I'd run back to the studio. I heard something pop. It's right beneath my knee on the outside. What is that?
I hope you didn't do it. It could be a ligament that kind of catches on the edge of the knee joint and, you know, kind of pops like a string. But
yeah. But
if you start developing a little swelling and a little pain, you could have pinched off a little piece of cartilage, which that happens when you put your knee in a strange position.
Oh, it's so bad I can't even bend it. And it just happened 20 minutes ago. And everybody said, well, Hemp will tell you just suck it up and walk it off. So I'm trying, Hemp. I'm trying. But Andy pointed out you've been through 13 knee surgeries?
No, 20.
20?
I was short a couple. Sorry.
Wow.
I had 16 throughout my 12-year career. I had 17 and 18, kind of a clean out to spend the rest of my life. And then within the last 10 years, I've had 2 knee replacements.
Wow.
Making it 19 and 20. And with any luck, knock on wood, I'm done.
Yeah, you should be good to go. Oh, my gosh. And we were also talking about how times have changed, that, you know, during those injuries, you guys just had to shake it off and get back out there and play, right?
You know, we weren't so prehistoric that we had to. That if we didn't go out there, we would be cut or, you know, reprimanded or benched. But the way we played the game, the way we were as a team, we didn't want to let each other down. So, I mean, if there's any humanly, physically possible way for us to participate and you know, perform, we wanted to be out there. And we played with a lot of stuff. These guys today, they take the year off, but we played with it.
Yeah.
Then get it done at the end of the season. And what we call our 50,000-mile tune-up. And then for the next year, we'd be ready to go again.
God bless you, man. That 20 knee surgeries, that is something. It's Dan Hampton, brought to you by ChevyDriveChicago.com. Can you give us hope that the Bears are going to pull this one out Sunday?
Okay. Well, obviously, they're a pretty big underdog. 6.5 points in the NFL is, you know, hey, we're expecting, you know, the Texans to roll. I will tell you this. The last 2 or 3 times that an Eberflus coach team went on the road, that size of an underdog, we either won the game or brought it into the last stages of the ball game. So, hey, I look to the Bears to really, really play vastly improved football. On, and, you know, on the defense, they kind of bailed us out in the second half. They weren't that good in the opening saga. So in all three phases, I think we got a chance to go in there and squeak one out. I'd love to see them win 20-18.
Oh, that's awesome. All right, get back outside, enjoy the weather, and thanks for giving us a call.
Okay. Go Bears and pull weeds.